Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says education is one of the few areas where Republicans and Democrats are working together.
It's an interesting state of affairs if you think about it. Unlike most policy areas right now, where the parties, particularly anything revolving around Washington, are in, you know, in a death grip on each other, and nothing seems to get done. Very little gets done. Education is a place, first and foremost, because it's state-driven and locally implemented, that there is more willingness to cross the partisan divide. And you're right, there are passionate reformers on the left and passionate reformers on the right. There's strange coalitions a-brewing here.
One area where there's cooperation? Common Core. Common Core is a set of stronger national school standards to prepare graduates for college or jobs.
Whether it's Common Core standards or other issues where you're trying to force change through to yield a greater chance for students to learn, which is the ultimate objective here, and put pressure on the system, there are those that are uncomfortable about that. There are a lot of conservative legislators that are in rural areas where the school districts are the largest employer of their community. Change is hard, and as Republicans gain control over increasing numbers of state legislatures, they're in positions of responsibility, and if the reform agenda comes up, it's not assured that conservatives embrace every element of what the reformers in those states are proposing.
In 2002, Bush asked the legislature for a law to retain third graders who failed a state reading test. Thousands of kids were held back, but state reading scores on a national exam have also risen. Now, many states are adopting the idea.
We basically cut in half the functional illiteracy in the state over a two-year period. Was it tough? Yeah, it was tough. And did it create trauma? It did, but it also eliminated half of the kids that ultimately are almost guaranteed to drop out when they reach 16 because they became more functional in being able to acquire knowledge. So this experience leads me to suggest, look, be tough, but also put resources into the classrooms to allow teachers to teach different strategies to assure that children learn. The idea of reform is not to be harsh or to hurt people. It is to assure that kids that are on one track that dooms them for failure for the rest of their life get a chance to be able to dream big dreams and have the capacity to fulfill them. So while people should be concerned about change, it's natural. We're all human beings and we like to be kind of in a sedentary existence. This kind of change will yield far better results for their communities.
Bush says other states still look at Florida as a model, and he will continue to push his ideas to improve schools. John O'Connor, WSF 89.7 News.